dear brothers and sisters. From the two talks given yesterday and day before, you must have gathered that in a spiritual way some guide is required. Who has been himself on the spiritual way and can guide us also on the spiritual way back to God. In all outer subjects, we require some teacher. Take the instance of a man who wants to join the medical college. Those who would like to join the medical college, the first qualification is required that he should have a degree of BSc or FSc. He may be A, B, C, D, anyone, but who has got those degrees, they are admitted to the medical college. They read at the feet, sit at the feet of those who have analyzed this man's body by surgery. How this system works, how it is retarded, how can that be resumed? At the feet of those who have analyzed this man's body by surgery to see how all the system works. Who may be he may be A, B, or C, maybe a Mohammedan, maybe a Jew, maybe a Sikh, maybe a Christian. And what they do, they give us those books which are written by the previous doctors about the medical science. But all the same, they give the same books as the previous doctors have written, but those previous doctors, whosoever went to them, they also demonstrated by surgery how the system works, how it is retarded. So books are the same given to them for study. But now also someone is required who can demonstrate how the system works by surgery. Take the case of an aeroplane. You've got books written on that, how the aeroplane works. It can go even to 35,000 feet high in the heavens. But by reading books only, there's somebody who can train you in that. He won't let you the plane fly unless they're satisfied you're competent to do it. So, in spite of the books, some guidance required by somebody who is practically knows the subject. In all other subjects too. So in the spiritual way also someone is required who can give us a demonstration of the self-analysis to know our own self and know the over-self. They give us the same scriptures which are with us at hand today. We are fortunate in the 20th century that we have got the scriptures of all masters who came in the past so far. Had you come before Christ, I think Bible would not have been with us. Teaching of Christ would not have been with us. Had we come before Buddha, the teachings of Buddha would not have been with us. Similarly, you see, had we come before Prophet Muhammad, we would not have the books of Prophet Muhammad. So we are fortunate in the 20th century, we have all those scriptures of those masters, speaking through scriptures are with us. They give us, we need somebody who can give the first, the right understanding of the scriptures with us. You know what the scriptures contain? This is those masters who transcended the physical plane, traversed into the beyond. What they experienced, what they saw, they gave out for our guidance in the books which are with us. So now we need somebody here. You see, there are many references given in the scriptures which do not appear to be very clear to us. For instance, Christ said, I have come to let people see who do not see, and those who see may be blind. This is something that appears very strange. So he apparently meant by that, unless we see outside only when attention is outside. If our attention is withdrawn from outside and taken to the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eyes, then outer is all darkness. Those who see may be blind. You follow me now? And in darkness we don't see anything. Those who do not see, they may see. The single eye is open to see the light of God. So my summation is, the right interpretations of the scriptures can be given by only someone who has seen, who has experienced those things. And not that only, he also can give us a demonstration of that. How can we rise above body consciousness? All masters who came in the past, east or west makes no difference. They gave out, man, know thyself. Now we take these words at our own level of feelings or drawing influences. But both are subject to error. Seeing is above all. So man knows thyself, me, who we are, what we are, what our connection with this man body, what is connection with all around us, what is connection with some power which is keeping us in the body. The body works as long as we are in the body, and we are controlled in the body. Otherwise there are so many apertures in the man body. A wonderful house we live in, of course, but we cannot run away out of it. So knowing oneself means by self-analysis, withdrawing our attention from all outside and from the body below, come to the feet of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eyes, where the man dying sees soul leaves and the eyes are upturned, back the eyes. Who can give us a demonstration of that, how to rise above body consciousness? Then you really know who you are. Then you will see what power is controlling us in the body. That power is God into expression power, our word, our nam, our karma, which is the cause of creation of all the universe. And the God into expression power has two aspects. One, it has got light. The other, music of the spheres. When he wanted and one and wished to be many, there was vibration. Vibration results in two things, light and sound. So we know, need somebody who can give us a demonstration of that, how to rise above body consciousness, how to know ourselves, how to open our single eye within us, the third eye or the latent eye, to see the light of God. Who do not see, they may see. Before going to such masters, our eyes are closed. In the terminology of the saints, we say we are blind. The blind, word blind in the terminology of the saints means not those who have got not eyes on the forehead, but those inner eyes not open to see the light of God. Before going to them, we are deaf, because we hear the voices from outside. Unless you draw all attention from outside, come within the rise above body consciousness, you cannot hear the music of the spheres, nada, voice of God. So such someone is required, called by any name you like. I'm just defining the guidance of which particular person can give this all. Who can also give a demand, since also they give us all the scriptures before us, they give references to those scriptures, and they will also give the right interpretation of these things, because they have seen. So we are fortunate, we have got the all scriptures of the past masters with us. Now someone needed to give us a right interpretation thereof, and also be able to give a demonstration how to withdraw from outside, arise above body consciousness, learn to die so that you may begin to live, to be reborn. So first we have to see who such a personality is and what are his functions. Guru Nanak was asked, who is your guru, who is your master? He says, God in His special power is my guru. My attention or source or soul is His, you see, student, His devotee. Kabir, people ask Kabir, where is your guru, where does your guru reside? And where are you? Do you reside? He said, my guru can be met only when I rise above body consciousness. This is Gagana, above. And I am in the body, imprisoned in the body. So word made flesh met me, he withdrew my attention from all outside and from the body below, gave me contact with the God into His special power, which never leaves me till the end of the world. So first we have to understand what is meant by the word guru or a master. Generally we do not have the real understanding of the word master. Bible also we find, word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. Word means, in the beginning was the word was with God, and word was God. And all creation came after the word, so that the creator of all the universe and resides in all hearts, in all you, permeating all creation and controlling all creation. Sri Guru tells us the same thing, that word manifested in the human form, and he gave me a contact with him. Who can give us a contact with God? He's got no equal, no brother, no sister. You will have to say it alone, God alone can give us a contact with him. And he resides in every heart, he is controlling us in the body. So in whom that word is manifested, that man, God manifested in him alone, can withdraw our attention from all outside, way up to the back of the soul, eyes, and give a contact with him. Who is himself word made flesh, he alone can give you contact with the world. Then ten guru will ask, who is your guru? Can that very power which existed before ages, past, present, and still remain forever, that is my guru. So there is the Brahm, you see. How can that man speak if he has some medium of speaking to somebody, and that the man body? God, Brahm cannot give us voices from above, you see. Where it manifested is because the mouthpiece of that man body and speaks to the world outside. So we need such a guru, such a master, who is like us in the world, pass through the world, all the hurdles that we have got in the world, he has passed through them, he knows how to be out of it, and also can give us a demonstration how to rise above body consciousness and give us the right interpretation of the scripture. So Swamiji also referred to guru is one who is one with the world within, who is God within. Those who become the mouthpiece of that, only they can give us a guide that way. Guidance. So all masters, when they say, they never said we are the God. They say we have been sent by God, you see. We have brought this message to you. Well, children, come back home. This is the message. This is what Christ said, I came from the Father into the world. And again I leave the world and go to the Father. They are sent by God, when they have their mission fulfilled, as given by God, they go back. All masters say that. Our masters used to say, we are sent to the world, we bring our staff with us, when we have finished one side, we are sent to the other side. Swamiji, Baba Jaman Singh, and all the said, I'm not going back to my home. This is what Christ said also. Some of the great say, I'm a hidden in God within me. Quran says, oh man, I'm the hidden treasure within you. Why don't you find me? Why are you going outside, wandering outside? So that God world is made flesh and dwells amongst us. So all I am quoting you only to say what is really meant by a master. Where all these world philosophies end, their religion starts. We require teachers of all subjects as I quoted you. And a subject which is beyond all these, where the world philosophy then just the religion starts. Religion means leave it back, lead it to bind. So bind back our soul to God. First, He should be able to give us a demonstration of our own self. We are those who are living this body, and then gives it owner. Opens the single eye within to see the light of, see God. So Persian philosophers say where God enters to the world and put seal on our eyes and on our ears, then he manifests in some human body and comes to break those seals. To enable us to see and to enable us to hear the voice of God. Kabir was asked, who you are? As the world people say, we are two. Kabir and God are two. But those people see who have got not the inner eye open. By seeing, by speaking this and that, we are two. But this is the statement only of those who have not been within. I and my Father was. This is the statement given by all masters. So all other masters say the same. Prophet Muhammad tells us, Maulana Rumi, God has ordered, I am very great, very big, all this creation is not sufficient to contain me. Earth below and skies overhead and all these formations. But strange enough, I am contained in the human body, which is called Master. You want to seek me, go at his feet. How clear was there? Did not Christ tell us, believe me, I am in the Father and the Father is within me. The Father is within me, I am within the Father. So what for you have come? I have come to make people see who do not see. And who see, they may be blind. You follow me? There are other expressions in the scriptures which cannot be interpreted by those who are working at the human level, intellect level of the intellect. So what is his function now? You know who is he? He is God in man, and man in God. He is the mouthpiece of God. His body works in the world, appears to be working in the body, but whenever he wants, he is in tune with God. He may be engaged in doing so many works, so many engaged in the world, but whenever he wants, he rises above body consciousness and traverses into the beyond. This is the very first thing in Gaza. Gives us a demonstration how to rise above body consciousness. To die while alive. So Master is the Shabda, the word made flesh, and is a link between man and God. And give link to us with the light of God. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and light on my path. This is one thing. Guru Ram Das says that you follow the teachings of a master who knows this and other side of the world both, who has transcends wherever he lies. There and when he likes to work here, to carry on the mission for which he is sent to the world. He says, well, look here, O man, you must also follow the instructions of a master. So what would be the result? Then the first thing, you will open your inner eye to see the light of God. You raise your consciousness from the body, and you begin to see the light of God. This is one thing. What is the other function? It makes you hear the music of the source, beauty of the sphere, reverberating in all creation. This is constantly going on. Plato says, who can make that voice of God, that music of the spheres, audible within me? He is my guru. He is my master. And Guru Nanak says, well, only perfect master can give you this contact with this voice of God and nobody else. This voice of God is reverberating without cessation, continuously, ever since the world began. When this voice will end, withdrawn, the world will come to an end. And this voice also controls our universe and controls us in the body too. If we, that voice is withdrawn, then we should die. So Maulana Rum says, well, look here, we got six centers in the body, chakras in the body. Unless we rise above those six chakras, we are a stranger to the beyond. Some master with that competency to raise our soul from all outside and from the body below raises up the body consciousness. You begin to hear the voice of God of the different planes within you. In few words, cut short, who can show you the way to your true home within this, while you are in this man body? You follow me now? What is the function? This function does not end here. This goes further. So he is the one that takes people back to God. He has been sent by God to take people home. The function of the masters is they do not touch our reaction of the path which are in fruit, according to which your present life is based. They don't touch that. If they touch that, then the life will come at an end. They simply give us a contact with the light of God within us. By coming in contact with, all our sins of the past are washed away. By His own power, He raises our soul from the depths of the body, depths of the poison of the outgoing faculty, raises you, open your inner eye to see the light of God. And says, take heed that the light which is within you is not darkened. So even when he leaves the body, his function is not ended, mind that. Even after leaving the body, the perfect master continues to watch over his disciples. His word made flesh and never leaves him till the end of the world. This is his function. Did not Christ say, I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee till the end of the world? Our master used to say, when a man is initiated, the master resides in him and will never leave him till he takes his soul to the feet of the Satnam. They work while alive and give light to the world. I know God, and Christ also said the same thing. I must work the works of Him who sent me while it is day. Means I am alive. The night comes when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. How clear it is. One bulb is fueled. This work continuously goes on. One bulb is fueled, another bulb is put on for the guidance of the child humanity. Six scriptures also tell us the same thing. All these scriptures say are the words of the masters. They speak of a continuous music of the sphere going on. So what the scriptures say, what do they say? Unless you meet somebody whose word made flesh, you cannot have a contact with the world. These basic teachings have been given by all, whether they came in the East or the West. By parallel study of religions, you find like that. You have got ready, for ready reference, these quotations from the scriptures of the East and the West in the book Word and Nam, which is printed. And that power never is. It's always watching us, our every action. Baba Jamansi used to say, look here, you are initiated from today, I reside in you. Just I'm watching your every action. Be happy. Cool enough. So that power, God in His expression for us, word is made flesh, He never leaves us. It is the end of the world. So whatever He gives, nobody can snatch away. Christ did say, you see, and I gave unto thee eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. How strong. He is God, in man, you see. When He gives something, who can snatch it away? So whatever He says, they stand as true as ever. is also said by other masters. I am giving you only digest of the sayings of the master who came in the past. So we find here what is further his function is. As Christ said, the seed I have borne, nobody can snatch it away. Similarly, Swamiji, the latest master, says that if any saint has sown the seed of Naam or word within anybody, is there any power, even negative power, cannot snatch it away? And whatever gift a master gives, nobody else can give in the world. Kabir says, I have seen in the world nobody such a master as what he gives. What he gives, you know, he gives God in you. There's a prison house, prison house. One man went over there. He saw this. The prisoners do not get any good food. He sent you some money. And they began to have good food. He came away. Another man went over there. He saw they had very wanting clothing. They were naked, etc. He allotted some money and the prisoners began to have good clothing. And a third man went over there. He had simply his prisoners. He saw they are living in not good ventilated houses. He allotted some money. So they began to live in good ventilated houses. They got good clothing, good food, and good building to live in, but all the same, they remained prisoners. Another man went over there. Was the key of the prison. He opened the door, said, all go out, please. I have come to take you. The door is open. This is the function of the master. Christ said, I have come to separate daughter from the mother, son from the father, sister from the brother. I have come not to make world happy, but take these children home. So, blessed are they who have the word of God and keep it. Those who have been given some capital to start with and they don't make the best use of it, to help it more and more, they are most fortunate. Those who have not got that privilege, but those who have got this privilege, if they don't be after it for the development, then how unfortunate he is. He that heareth my voice have lasting life. He has passed from death to life. These are the functions of the master, you see. The other day somebody was asking, what are the functions of a master? I told him, all right, today we'll dwell on that. Such masters are always present in the world. In every age they come to reveal the path to the real seekers. Master says, such lights remain always in the world. One bulbs are light, some are few, the other are again put on. But this goes on from posterity to posterity. So one guru came through the mouth which of guru, and guru the mouth which of God. What can he do? Who had dwelt the secret power of Naam within him, from him the torch of Naam is carried forward by disciples from generation unto generation to enlighten the future age. You know, these are the functions of the master. But now what do we need? We know we need what? Somebody who will be with us in this world and in the world to come. He does not leave us. So, Guru Nanak says, we want such a friend who is with us in this life also. When we leave this world, he also accompanies us to the world. The teachers of this world only can, the relatives of this world only can be with you, only to the end of life. Mostly they leave us when their purpose is not served, even in life. Very devoted relations also, when you come to the end of life, they cannot help you. And Master is one, on the very first day, will you how to rise above body consciousness. You go daily, you die daily, you are happy, you are very, what you say, very fortunate. So we need somebody who can guide us here, how to rise above body consciousness, how to leap into the beyond, how to be reborn, how to be twice born, who can guide how to learn to die so that you may begin to live. He guides here to way up, give you way up also when you transcended, they are also there to guide you. So that is why Christ and all the disciples shall never leave thee nor forsake thee till the end of the world. So for this, they advise us just to sit at the feet of the Master and keep his commandments 100%. So what would happen? When your end comes, he will come to receive you. Even extending all feasible help and protection in all your affairs, whether you know it or not. Even those related to such a person, initiate, they are also cared for. You know how grand function they have to perform. So question, philosopher tells us, take hold of the hem of a master, who conversant with this life and the other life too, not only this life, who may be with you in the world. When you are in the world, when you transcend into the beyond, he may also go along with you there to guide you. What is greatest function, you see? Our souls, you know, being under the command of mind and outgoing faculties, we are drenched, we are drowned in the poison of the outgoing faculties. It takes up out of that, open the inner eye to see the light of Guru Amar Das. After 70 long years in such a ward, when he came to the feet of the second Guru, he said, well, dear friends, I was someday like you at the level of outward faculty. And now I have risen above with the grace of God, working through my Guru, through my Master. What does it mean? There is hope for everybody. Every saint has its past and every saint its future. So when the Master meets, takes any soul under his care, under his protection, his accounts are not to be judged by the Lord of Judgment. Those are accounts are adjusted, wound up by the Master himself. This is the greatest thing. His accounts are transferred to the Master in charge. They do not remain with the Lord of Judgment that we read in Scripture. So Master has got that power from God to judge himself. But they never say, I'm this. So I am a man like you, say. Hear me what I say. Somebody asks our Master, who you are? He said, already take me as your elder brother, as your father, as you, some elderly man. Go by what I say you. When you find things in your experience, rise above body consciousness and see that help, power is helping one here and there after, then you may call me anything you like. So we need some master at the level of man body. Past master cannot help us. They, if at all, work to do, there's some system going on here in after. They work to the one present on the earthly plane. We had such a concrete case here, Lord, by last visit. So I said, all right, for further guidance, go to him. So such masters are there, you see. When you meet him, your old accounts, you take up all your accounts, wind them up, you see, and finish up in your life. You keep up his commandments, and rise above body conscience at least, you've got no fear of death. And further, your accounts are to be wound up by him. If you've done little and no love for the world within you left, you've got a ruling love for the God in him, such a man will never return to the earth. They are made to dwell in those higher planes, but they go up their way to God. So such life is a function of the masters that we have with us. And all masters tell us. So what they do, in few words, if you just hear me, what they say, what they do by a master himself, they have more reliable, you see. For want of time, I won't go in longer detail, but give you very small things. Kabir says, in the world, what a master gives gift, nobody else can do that. What gift he gives? In the Sikh scripture it is said, God is there. He is neither one nor two. When it came into expression, that is called one. He is the maker of all this world. He is the eternal. He is the ruling power. He comes out. Came himself, was born by nobody. And he is the gift of the Master. Master gives you as a prasad. Who can give you that? Of course, the God in him, of course, you see. As a matter of reference, they say if God is telling one side, himself, the other man in whom is manifest, the God in man, whom should we pay our obeisance? They say our obeisance goes first to the Master, the God in man, because he is the one who gave us a contact with God. This is out of reverence, of course. God in man, soul, one ray of the sun, is manifested somewhere. That can work wonders. All creation came into expression with one word of his, one ray of his. So how can he see, I know the whole of God? So Master never speaks of that. He says, what gift he gives us? He says, first of all, he gives us the way back to God, shows us the way, puts us on the way, and we see for our own self what is what. And the Master said, don't believe in the sayings of anybody unless you see for your own self what is what, maybe little or not. He gives with us such a treasure, such a valuable diamond, which cannot be had here in the three worlds. What does he do first? You see, the whole world is being attacked by the five decades. One is lust, the other is anger, the third is smell, fourth is taste, and fifth is of the touch. So these five desires attack us through the outgoing faculty. Lust attacks us through the eyes. Anger is flared up through the ears. As you hear, the more anger is flared up. Attachment comes by coming in contact, by embracing with the gullet. Taste, we get more. Once we have got taste, that we get into the, through that we still want more. The more the mind is given, the more it wants. All these, through this, all outward faculty. So master does what? The very first day, it takes you up the level of the outgoing faculty. All outgoing faculty here, ears, eyes, ears, nose, front, tongue. And give you contact with the water of life and the nectar of nama world. When you have that taste, you've got standing out there, then naturally, you use these outgoing faculties at your will and pleasure, back in God. You're not driven by them. This is the first thing that we have got. You as if imprison all these five decades. So this is the gift he gives us. When you have been put on the way, and what you should do, you've got something to start with, some capital given to you, more or less. Well, do not never put off till tomorrow what you can do today. Procrastination is the thief of time. Those who are initiated, they go on with it for a few days, then relax. They say, all right, when this work is in, then we do that. Well, where's the proof that you will live long life or not, you see? What you can do today, never put off till tomorrow. Procrastination is the thief of time. That tomorrow will never come. So finish what the best you can today. What I have to do tomorrow, do it today. Not today, but now. What God knows what happens from this time till night. Result will be, we will attach to the world all over, and we will go where we are attached, again go round to the cycle of birth and death. Of course, those who are initiated, they do not go below the man level. This is a privilege. But those who have done something, little or so, and they have got cut off by coming in contact with the God into special power, which is light and sound, naturally he is cut off from the outer world, love for the outer world. Although he has not progressed very much on the way, even then he won't come round to the earth. He is made to progress from day onward. So that word speaks out with the clarion voice. Well, people just seek the company of some master. Those who want everlasting life, they should go give out the word made flesh free, God speaking through the saints. They give out, have the seek, sit at the feet of some master. So, this contact is within you already. That power is controlling us in the body. We remain in the body, and also he remains, this very man body controlling us in the body. And this is the true temple of God. Outer temples, place of worship, churches, mosques, they are made out of the model of man body. You put in symbols of light and sound there. This is just for the beginner to understand what is what. By following that, you have those things done in the sweet name of God will use, give you good results, but your ego won't be lost. Ego will only be mitigated by coming in contact with the God in His special power, seeing that He is the doer, I am not the doer. So such are the functions of the Master. They never come to destroy anybody but to maintain. They don't touch outer forms and rituals, outer idioms. They come to fulfill, not to destroy. So they, when they come, they are not the monopoly of any sect. They come for all the world over. They give their teaching to all men alike. Whether we are having the labels of one body, either one social body or the other, that makes no difference to them. They come to take back souls home. What do they press, raise special stress on? To have a true life, true living. Ethical life is stepping stone to spirituality. If we want God to be manifested, He resides in us, to be manifested within us, He will never manifest in a dirty home. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So, keeping your heart pure means there should be no other thought, no thought other than God. Whatever you do in the name of God. Be not the doer. When your inner eyes open, you see that power is watching you every moment of life and knows the very trend of mind where it is going. Then you will be in an awe, you see. Dead. Let anything may not come and go out of me which is not pleasing to Him. So this has been the teachings of all masters. They say this, something what they have seen, not read in scriptures. Scriptures contain only what they saw. And also they give a demonstration of what they saw to others also. They say God is light, they see the light, and they give the demonstration of light to those who come to Him. What are those eyes which He can be seen? Guruna said those eyes are different. These are not the eyes of flesh and bones with which He can be seen. It is the third eye, latent eye, or the single eye within each man that opens when your attention is withdrawn from all outside, raised up to the eye level, there the symbol eye opens. Can we open this eye ourselves? Well and good. Everything given out very clearly. A blind man needs two eyes to see. If you are not able to do it, just sit at the feet of somebody in whom God's grace is working. He will give you something to start with. Little or more, according to each man's background, ought to be attentive at the time of initiation. Then go on getting more and more. The more you get and get sustained, the more higher you go into the higher place after death, leaving the body. The more you are slack here, the lower place you get after death. In coming in contact with that God power within you, your loss or all attachment to the world, you will never return to the earth. those who shake off all bodies of physical, astral, causal, super causal, reach to whom are the Father, such, those are not sent back. If at all they sent, they are not sent back as prisoners, but to guide the child humanity. This is what all masters give out. We have been sent by God. We are the messengers of God. So, you know who is a guru, what the people think of him, and what are his functions. To have the man body is the greatest fortune, but still greater fortune is come to the man who sits at the feet of such a master. So it is a great blessing to have a living master. Those who have been initiated to today, they should see to it. Those who have been already on the path, they should hurry up. It is for the master to see how your karmas have wound up. Just live up strictly 100% what he says, keep his commandments. And previous given day should be wound up, and further no more seed to grow or to reap. You see how much all these scriptures tell us, but we want somebody who can give the right interpretation thereof and put us on the way and never leave us till the end of the world. Yes.